On the island of Yakushima in southern Japan lies a forest whose wellspring of awe arises from silence. The Shiratani Unsuiko Ravine is a mossy-covered, primary-growth nature reserve populated with thousand-year-old yakusugi, or endemic Japanese cedars. Bright blooms and quick movements have no place in this primeval space. Green and evergreen is all the eye can discern. Even the ear may strain for signals, for sound does not come often or travel far under the dense canopy. As absence becomes presence, the woods cultivate their own ambience, seeming to convey a core tenet of the Japanese concept of Shinto, which holds that the world is suffused with kami, sacred essences that embody things both living and inorganic. Rock and root, moss and leaf, earth and wind-whispered river water. As one of Japan's oldest forests, the Shiratani Unsuiko Ravine serves as a grand cathedral and sanctuary for the more than human world. It is a space that inspired filmmaker Hayao Miyazaki in the crafting of Princess Mononoke, his 1997 environmental epic in which humanity wages war against the great forest and the divine gods of nature. Princess Mononoke is a tale of survival. Nature's struggle against the inexorable march of progress is given faces, voices, forms. Demon boars and giant wolves, shadowy apes and chimeric deer gods, each wrathful and despondent to human encroachment. In his project pitch for the film, Miyazaki explains how a conflict that pits humanity against nature cannot have a happy ending. Any form of victory is by definition pyrrhic. Set during the late Muromachi period of 1392 to 1573, the film documents a time of great social and technological upheaval in Japan. As vast tracts of forests were felled for charcoal to fuel iron smelters, the once venerated animalistic deities were driven from their lands. Princess Mononoke is a tale of diminishment. A prince from the last of the indigenous Amishi tribe is forced to wander the world. A girl raised by wolves knows only revenge against those plundering her forest home. A leader of a new and just society raises the countryside to fuel her vision. The guardians of the great forest resign themselves to making last stands. There is no going back for any of them. And yet, the film creates space for the old ways to survive. The exiled prince stands at the mouth of the great forest and asks permission for entry from a kodama, a doll-like tree spirit. Soon he is accompanied by many kodamas, one for every tree, all clattering in chorus, leading him to a safe clearing. As he kneels to draw water from a pool, the camera holds still on a gap in the distance between two trees. The space slowly brightens with a golden light. A herd of deer passes. One stops. Its silhouette is that of a creature with antlers that resemble a coral crown. Its masked face is vaguely human. The great spirit of the forest turns, gazes through, moves on. The light fades. The forest dims. The silence endures, as always.